Wednesday, 16th week, Ordinary Time 1. First reading, Exodus chapter 16, verse 1. They set out from Elim, and all the congregation of the people of Israel came to the wilderness of Sin, which is between Elim and Sinai, on the 15th day of the second month, after they had departed from the land of Egypt. And the whole congregation of the people of Israel mourned against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness, and said to them, "Would that we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the flesh pots and ate bread to the full. For you have brought us into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger." Then the Lord said to Moses, "Behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you. And the people shall go out and gather a day's portion every day, that I may prove whether they will walk in my law or not. On the sixth day, when they prepare what they bring in, it will be twice as much as they gather daily." And Moses said to Aaron, "Say to the whole congregation of the people of Israel, 'Come near before the Lord, for he has heard their murmurings.'" And as Aaron spoke to the whole congregation of the people of Israel, they looked toward the wilderness, and behold, the glory of the Lord appeared in the cloud. And the Lord said to Moses, "I have heard the murmurings of the people of Israel. Say to them, 'At twilight you shall eat flesh, and in the morning you shall be filled with bread. Then you shall know that I am the Lord your God.' In the evening, quails came up and covered the camp, and in the morning dew lay round the camp. And when the dew had gone up, there was on the face of the wilderness a fine flake fine as hoar frost on the ground. When the people of Israel saw it, they said to one another, 'What is it?' For they did not know what it was. And Moses said to them, 'It is the bread which the Lord has given you to eat.'" The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 13, verse 1. That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat beside the sea, and great crowds gathered around him, about him, so that he got into a boat and sat there, and the whole crowd stood on the beach. And he told them many things in parables, saying, "A sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seeds fell along the path, and the birds came and devoured them. Other seeds fell on rocky ground, where they had not much soil, and immediately they sprang up, since they had no depths of soil. But the sun rose, and they were scorched, and since they had no root, they withered away. But seeds fell upon thorns, and thorns grew up and choked them. Other seeds fell on good soil and brought forth grain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. He who has ears, let him hear." Theme: hear God's words and put them into practice. Good results aren't reserved only for those who listen and do exactly according to the instruction. Good results are reserved only for those who listen and do exactly according to the instructions. If people don't listen, they shall not know what they are going to do. How could they achieve the desired result? If people listen carefully but don't act accordingly to what they have heard, or they miss a step, they shall not have the desired result. Today's readings want to highlight the importance of both listening and doing God's words. In the first reading, though the Israelites recognized God's love and power through their crossing of the Red Sea, they were still murmuring against Moses and Aaron when they were lacking bread, water, and meat in the desert. They want to die at the flesh pot in the slavish land of Egypt, more than to have freedom with nothing to eat. They forgot that their powerful God, who sunk the Egyptians' mighty armies in the Red Sea, also had the power to feed them in the desert. The only thing they needed to do was to ask, not murmur against him or his leaders. In the Gospel, Jesus told a parable to emphasize the importance of preparing one's soul to listen and to put God's word into practice. He cited the four different kind of land in which Jesus' word is sowed into them. Only the good land can bear fruit. Analysis Reading 1. God gave the Israelites bread and meat in the desert. The Israelites complained against God and Moses. In the desert, the whole Israelite community grumbled against Moses and Aaron. The Israelites said to them, "Would that we had died at the Lord's hand in the land of Egypt, as we sat by our flesh pots and ate our fill of bread. But you had to lead us into this desert to make the whole community die of famine." Some people said that the Israelites have a reason to complain, because if they must die of famine in the desert, is it better to stay in Egypt to die by the flesh pots? But this shouldn't be the case, because if God, out of love, had a plan to save the Israelites from their slavery to the Egyptians, to enter the Promised Land, how could he let them die of famine in the desert? These complaints indicated that, 1. The Israelites didn't completely trust in God. They had just witnessed the Exodus, in which God let them safely pass the Red Sea, while the Pharaoh's armies were sunken in it. In addition to seven catastrophes, which God punished the Egyptians. Why didn't they pray to God to ask for food, instead of complaining with these unkind words? 2. The Israelites valued food more than spiritual values. Slavery to the Pharaoh was a terrible suffering which they experienced and called out to God. Why should they already have freedom? Why, when they have freedom, would they want to go back to slavery again in order to have bread to eat and to sit near their flesh pots? This must have been an important lesson for them, that the desire to have food would overcome their spiritual values. This must be an important lesson for us, that we need to prioritize our spiritual values over food. God gave people to eat manna and quails in the desert. He gave people manna. The Lord said to Moses, "I will now rain down bread from heaven for you. Each day the people are to go out and gather their daily portion. Thus I will test them to see whether they follow my instructions or not." What God said happened. In the morning, the dew lay all about the camp. And when the dew evaporated, there on the surface of the desert were fine flakes, like hoarfrost on the ground. When seeing it, the Israelites asked one another, "What is this?" For they did not know what it was. But Moses told them, "This is the bread which the Lord has given you to eat." The important point which God instructed them in this passage is that they could only have their daily portion. Manna can't be stored up except on the sixth day to reserve for the Sabbath. The manna could not be stored up except on the sixth day to reserve for the Sabbath. He gave people quails. The Israelites not only want to eat bread, but also have good food. They said that they were tired of the tasteless food, manna, and they remembered good food when they were in Egypt. God knew what they thought, so again he said to Moses, I have heard the grumblings of the Israelites. Tell them, in the evening, twilight, you shall eat flesh, and in the morning you should have your fill of bread, so that you may know that I, the Lord, am your God. When God said this, it happened. In the evening, quail came up and covered the camp. Gospel, the importance of God's word through the parable of a sower. Jesus preaching in parables. Today's passage begins the third part of Jesus' five sermons, which Matthew structured his gospel like the Pentateuch of the Old Gospel. This part is also called Jesus preaching in parables. The region of Galilee, especially Jezreel, Bashan, and Gilead, is very prosperous for growing wheat because the land is fertile. The people who live in this area are either fishermen or farmers. They are very familiar with sowing, so they can literally understand what Jesus wants to convey. Jesus' intention. Through this parable, Jesus wants to stress the potency of God's word and human soul, where the seed of God's word is sowed into. When the sower goes out to sow, he knows not all the seeds have the opportunity to develop to their maximum potential, but only the seeds that have fallen into the well-prepared land, which is fertile and has water, will grow. The seeds falling on the sidewalk have no opportunity to grow, because the birds of heaven shall eat them up. The seeds falling on the stony ground also have no opportunity to bear fruit. Even though they grow a little, they can't endure the scorching heat from the sun because their roots are not deep enough. The ones which fall on near the thorny bush also can't bear fruit because the thorns suffocate them. The seeds that fell on the fertile land also give different results. Some seeds can give 100, others give 60 or 30. Similarly, the seed of God's word. Joseph or the prophets are the sowers who preach God's words to all people. Though God's word has unlimited power, such as to guide the lost, to correct the wrong, to purify people's sin, to help people live a virtuous life and to help them to be perfect, God's words can't achieve these effects in those who are stubborn, ignorant, indifferent, or those who are slaves to worldly allurements to the point where they have no time to study God's words. Application in life. God's word is the truth that guides us on the right path. We must have time to listen. We must take time to listen, to meditate, and to put it into practice. In order for God's word to be effective, we must prepare our soul to be good land for the seed of God's word to fall on. A careless or indifferent attitude will not help God's words to bear good fruit for our lives.